Here's a thought I'll title, Making Order Out of Chaos. Had a very interesting email from someone who had submitted their images for our latest book, Our Magnificent Planet 2021, and they were not selected for publication. They were disappointed, I understand that. But they asked a very interesting question in the email. This fellow said, how come mine wasn't selected? Was there something that is in common with all the other images that were selected, the 300 that are going to make it in the book? What do they have in common that mine didn't have? And I thought that was a very interesting question. By the way, a very productive question, a good way to learn. Obviously, this individual is interested in improving their photography. They weren't bitter about not being selected. They were curious about what they had missed in their image that made it not be selected for being published. And so I went back and looked at all the images that were selected for publication, and interestingly enough, I did find something that I think is in common with all of them. Not the subject, not the post-processing treatment, certainly not things like cameras, focal lengths, distances, none of that. Not composition. Those are things that are infinitely variable, and none of that was what these 300 images that we selected had in common. By the way, I wasn't aware of this that they had in common until this individual asked the question. So it's not like we use this as a criteria for the selections that were going to be published in the book. But in retrospect, what they all have in common, with only a few exceptions, is that they made order out of chaos. The world is a very chaotic place. It is not particularly aesthetic. It's just we live in a messy world. And what these photographers seem to have in common is that they approached that messy world and made a photograph that brought some sort of visual order to it so that we could understand what elements maybe are important in the scene, or that the use of light emphasized certain things that brought order out of the chaos. I think that's to a large degree what art making is trying to find some sort of order out of the chaotic world we live in. And maybe that's why we like artwork so much, is because it makes the chaotic world slightly more comfortable, or at least slightly more understandable. You know, think of somebody like Hieronymus Bosch, the famous painter. He's not making us feel comfortable, but he is bringing clarity to the chaotic world in a way that gives us something to think about. So maybe that's worth stewing on relative to when next time you're out in the field, next time you're out with your camera trying to make pictures. Are you making order out of chaos? It's not a formula for success, but I think it's a step in the right direction towards making something that people will find rewarding when they look at it. And that in itself is a reason to pursue a strategy like making order out of chaos.